to Simen Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud. Here the Mechaber begins some halachos that relate to Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni that we hadn't discussed up until now. The Mechaber says, Osalitim Tavlin Bikara, it's prohibited to put spices into a bowl, Ula Oro Selehem Kli Rishon, and to pour onto them from a Kli Rishon. So we hear the Mechaber is introducing to us a sheet of Taisus in Psachim and Daf Ayin Vav that Taisus makes reference to on Daf Lamed Tes in Masechah Shabbos, and that is whether and how Iri is Mevashel. Rashbam is of the opinion that Iri is not Mevashel at all. Opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa, and the opinion of the Rivam is that it is Mevashel entirely. So we follow the Shita Rabbeinu Tam that says that the first layer can be cooked. So therefore, the halacha is that one is not allowed to pour onto spices and to cook them. Now, this might be a little bit surprising, considering that the halacha is that we're choshesh for mechzik and mevashel, even in a kli sheni. This is a halacha that we didn't discuss too much yet. Maybe we'll discuss now. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Dalid says that when it comes to a kli sheni, so there, based on a Tosis on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, that understands that the Mishnah on Kuf Men Hey on the base, when it says that Shorin Oso B'Cham B'Shabbos, is talking about a Kli Sheni. It's not talking about a Kli Rishon. And so therefore, when the Mishnah says Ein Shorin Oso B'Cham B'Shabbos, on something that is subject to Bishul, so the Mefarshim say that's talking about even a Kli Sheni. So that's the concern of Mechzik Mevashel. So if you have Mechzik Mevashel over there, we'll discuss the parameters of Mechzik Mevashel shortly. But if you have Mechzik Mevashel over there, so too we should be Choshesh for Mechzik Mevashel over here. So the answer to that question is that by Tavlinim there isn't any Mechzik Mevashel. That the Mishnah Berurah spells out on Lamed Dalet going to the next page, going from 267 to 268. And he says that Tavlin, since it's obvious that it's Lamasek HaKadera, doesn't look like Bishul. What are we afraid? What's the concern of Mechzik Mevashel? The concern of Mechzik Mevashel is that you are putting something in a hot cup. No one knows if it's a Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, so it looks like you're being Mevashel. However, when it comes to Tavlinim, so over there we don't have that same shash. By Tavlin, we don't have that shash. It's only Mamasek HaKedera. So therefore, people won't assume that you're being Mevashel. If it's Kli Rishon, then it's Bishul Mamish. But Mechzik Mevashel, that you don't have when it's Asri Mamasek HaKedera. So here we learn this halacha in regards to Aleph, the halacha of Irui Beis, the halacha in regards to Mechzik Mevashel. In terms of what Mechzik Mevashel applies to, so the Archa Shabbos lists a few exceptions to the rule, but it is true that even though we say that Kli Rishon is Mevashel, at the end of the day, that's only in the world of theory. Once we have the Klal Mechzik Mevashel, a lot of other things are Aser. So what things aren't included in Mechzik Mevashel? So those things that the Gemara already tells us that's not Mevashel, the Kli Rishon. For example, comes to Mayim. Mayim is not Mevashel, but excuse me, Kli Sheni. Gemara tells us Shemen is not Mevashel, but Kli Sheni. We just learned Tavlinim, Lamasik Akdera is not Mevashel. Is not Mevashel, not Mechzik Mevashel in Kli Sheni. Another example of that would be an exception to the rule Mechzik Mevashel that you're allowed to put into Kli Rishon is Alacha of Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach. Even though we say Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach, but we're not choshish for Mechzik Mevashel in that instance as well. Okay, that is Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph, Ambati. Ambati is a bath. Kli sherochets bo, shel merchatz, of a bathhouse, shehi malei mayim chamin, it's full of hot water. Let's skip the words of the Ramah right now. Ein osim lo mayim tzonin, you're not allowed to put hot water, cold water inside. Sharei mechamon harbe, if you have an ambati, so that ambati is going to cook it. Avol nosin hu b'mayim chamin, but you're allowed to put hot water inside. You're allowed to put hot water into cold water. And here we're going to have different explanations in the Rishonim of why this is the halacha as presented above. We're going to have the explanation of Rashi, we're going to have the explanation of the Ran. Those are going to explain for us the Shita of the Mechaber. And then we're going to have the Shita of Tosas and the Rush, which is going to be the Shita of the Ramah. And it breaks down as follows, that if we're talking about the Shita of Rashi, the simple reading of Rashi, as the way the Beis Yosef understands it, so we learned that Ambati, that's full of hot water, so then you can't put cold water inside. This would be based on the rule, according to Rashi, of Tata Gavar, that the lower one is stronger. What happens when you have a conflict where you have cold coming into hot and hot coming into cold? So will the hot be mevashel the cold, or will the cold cool down the hot? So the answer to that question is that we say that the cold is going to be heated up by the hot if the hot is below. If the hot is below, so then in such a case, it would be mevashel. If, however, you have the inverse, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be, if you have cold going into hot, so then in such a case it would be mevashel, because we would say tatal gavar. The inverse, that would not be mevashel. So that fits in beautifully to what the Mechaber said. That's the opinion of the way Rashi learns. Interestingly, the Ran says that to say that our discussion is going to be a discussion with Logvar and Tatogvar, that's quite difficult, says the Ran. At the end of the day, Ilogvar and Tatogvar is a machlokus rishonim. So Ran has a different shot, a more complicated shot, that we'll leave for now. We'll explain the Mechaber according to Shitas Rashi. The Ramah over here adds something else from Tosas. And it's a totally different reading of that Gemara. Because the Ramah says, Va'af al pi shi klisheni. Even if it's a klisheni, the halacha is it's still going to be aser. So Shita of Tosos is a totally different Shita. That over here, we have an exception to the rule. Ambati is an exception to the rule. And that is that Ambati is mevashel one of two reasons. Either because the heat of the Ambati is so high, so then it has the ability to cook even when it's a klisheni, or because it appears as if you're cooking, so then in such a case, one would be chayiv in regards to an Ambati. In terms of halacha l'maisa, so let's take a look and see how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mlei Maim Chaim, Vafilu B'chaim Mitveria, Asa Litin Sonim Ambati Shum Shuch Min Amayim Socha. Okay, that's not so relevant. Let's go to Ayin Vav. Afal pi shei klisheni, v'kimon shehen l'rechitza, mistama chimim harban. So he says it's very hot. Mispash natson shemisarim v'mal pi shambati klisheni. So that is the way that is one of the ways that we explain that's referred to here in the Mishnah Berurah as a Torah's explanation, which would go with Shitas Tosas. The truth is, if you look up Tosas, it's not so clear that Tosas holds that it's Bishul D'Oraisa. It could be that it only appears to be Bishul. This Shita of Tosas is on Mem Beis Amin Alf Dibar Maskel Avol Be'Ambati. Tosas says, "Va'asa leflugi b'klisheni ben koshu l'shtia la'ambatis l'fisha chamin harbe v'ika l'migzer d'aroeos chamin kolkach sover d'kli rishon hu." From Tosas, it sounds like a little bit differently than what the Mishnah Berurah presents from the Tor, but that's how it seems that the Tor is passing. Okay, so at the end of the day, what emerges is that you only have the chash that's going to be mevashel when you're dealing with the Ambati being underneath. But according to the Tur and the Bali Tosfos, if you put hot water into an Ambati of Tzonin, so then in such a case, then it's not going to appear as if you're cooking, and it's not going to cook, according to the Tur, because you have a large body of cold water. If you have a large body of cold water, so then in such a case, it's going to cool it down. Not so much because of Tata Gvar, but just simply because the amount of water that's going in. Let's take a look and see that in Mishabura. Ein ches, I will know sim. Afilu mabati imsar shu kli rishon. Mutal oros the tof mayan son imhe mru malcham. Vavel gav the osal oros al tavlin. Tavik kli rishon zel dafka al dover gush. Avel hocha shani shemis arvin acham in atzonein. Umispat lacham musen kimu shat zonein merupin. There's a lot of cold water. When you have the ambati, that's cold water. The Mishnah Berurah is also bothered. What about the problem of Irui being Mevashel Kedei Klipa? So here he evokes the idea that the only time we're going to say that's Mevashel Kedei Klipa is when you have a solid. But when he has a liquid where that happens immediately, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be quite different. That's how the Mechaber learns. Okay, Sif Yubeis. Mechem Shepina Mimena Mayim Chamin. Muto Socho, Litan Socho, Mayim Tzonin Merubin Kedei Lafshiran. So again, we're going to start with reading the Mechaber just with the words, without the word Merubin. And that is, if you have a kettle that had water that was emptied from it, so then in such a case, it's permissible to put cold water inside Kedei Lafshiran, in order to make it lukewarm. To make it lukewarm is going to be permissible. Here, once again, the Ramah adds words, again, based on the Tur. He adds the words Merubin. Why does he add the words Merubin? So Mishnah Berurah explains, Mayin Tzon Merubin, Avo Mu'atin, Shiyuchel Ischame Mechom HaMechom HaShayat Zalesban, Asur. A small amount is going to be asur. Avul merubin mutter, but if it's merubin, it's permissible. Afil mimale is kol akli, mayim tzonin deze, yuchal akli lovel yudei tseiruv. So now he deals with another issue, and that is, what about the fact that you're forging the kli? We'll leave that discussion for now. So the chashash is that if it's muat, it's yuchal ischamim, but merubin, we don't make that, we don't have that chashash. Continues the mechaber. It's permissible to pour hot water into cold water, or cold into hot, but with one condition, that it's not in a kli rishon, because then it's going to get very hot. Shelo yu b'kli rishon, says the Mishnah Berurah, de'im achamin heim b'kli rishon. Because if the chamin are clear, we should also look at the tzolcham mayim tzonin in. But who had in das las mayim l'toch mayim tzon, matim shi ispashlu al yodam. So you're allowed to pour hot water into cold water, but with one condition. With one condition. And that is that the hot water in the cup cannot be a large amount, that will be mechamim it. And since we're talking about a cup, and you're pouring from one cup into the next, so generally that will be enough water. That will be enough water to be mevashel. And therefore one would have to be choshesh for that concern. However, it says Ramav, v'mamayim merubim kol kach, she'efshar she'yisbashel, rak she'ofik tzinasan, but if the water is so much, that's not possible that will be mevashel, but rather the it'll just cool it down. I feel the kli rishon shari, rak shelo yela. So then, in such a case, the halacha would be that it's permissible. Okay. The truth is, these halachos speak for themselves. There's not much addition that one needs in the poskim. The one issue that the poskim discuss is in regards to Moshe Feinstein as a tshuva. What if you have droplets inside of a cup? Cold. You finish your tea. There's a couple of droplets left from the tea inside of the cup, and they're cold. So do you have to be makbid to dry out those droplets before you put in more hot water. Is that a requirement or not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it's gonna be mutter. He says because it's so insignificant. The amount of droplets inside is so insignificant. So then in such a case, he says that he thinks should be mutter, but nevertheless, l'chatchila, one should try to clean out the cup. But Ramesh really says it depends on how significant it is. He says, to say that's lo nichale, he says if there would be a significant amount of droplets, then it is nichale. So Ramesh says if it's a larger amount than that, then the halach would be that one should dry it out.